My name is Nan Wu, and I'm a sophomore at Roosevelt High School. I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, Wish Catcher. It's the first half of the story, and it's written in a style I usually don't write in. Normally, I like to include more storytelling techniques, like plot and characterization. However, writing in second person was its own adventure. Wish Catcher is a story about discovery, and using what's always been there but is often overlooked. There is a mailbox, wide and plain, on the corner of Westier and Soderman. It is among the bushes, those ocean spray bushes that sprout wisp-like between the brick wall of the small port offices and the gravel path. But sometimes you see that box, out of the corner of your eye, there and gone the moment you notice it. Just a flash of polished white lacquer among the flimsy white flowers. You can see it on a foggy morning, that ghost box, but whenever you try to get close, it fades and falls away like it's made of fog itself. When you were still in single digits, you heard about it from the older kids. They boast, brag, and talk, but you know it's not true. They could never find it. You will. Find a feather, the most beautiful one you can, the brightest blue, the deepest red. If a neighbor is about to serve up rooster with potatoes, drop in with a friendly smile and some of your mother's homemade pie. Snag some tail feathers. In the general store, purchase some ink, a piece of the smoothest, most perfect milk-white paper you can find. Trim the feather and print in your neatest script. For the Wish Catcher. Take your paper and your feather and keep them safe. And wait. Wait for the fog. You won't see it otherwise. Slip out early in the morning. 4 is ideal. Put on your warmest clothes and bring the paper, the feather, ink, and a handkerchief. Walk softly in the fog. It is like a dense carpet that muffles your footsteps. A dog starts to bark. You want to tell it to be quiet, but you say not a word. The fog is like a library, keeping all the wishes carefully filed away, and you want to be respectful, so you keep your voice down. You are almost at the corner of Westier and Soderman. You stop now and tie the handkerchief over your eyes. The mailbox is like the fog. You can't find it by looking or feeling. You just know. So you walk slowly forward, shuffling your feet on the road to keep from tripping. You reach those ocean spray bushes, and you hold your paper and find that mailbox in your mind. You turn the paper sideways and slide it in. Now remove the handkerchief. Open your eyes and look around. You look for the mailbox, but you don't see it. You look down at the ground for your paper, but that's gone too.